Hello everyone, welcome to Shower Thoughts. This is Eve, and today's shower thought. Okay, today's shower thought is procrastination. Now, a lot of us procrastinate, and I'm sure that you've done it too. And like, it's just something we do. I've been doing it my whole life. But my question is, why? Why do we procrastinate? If we know that we should do it now, then why don't we do it? According to studies, apparently 84% of the whole population of the world procrastinate. Out of which 20% of the adults are procrastinating, and 70 to 90% of undergraduates have chronic procrastination disorder or something. Is it even a disorder? We don't know. So recently, I saw this video where they actually say that procrastination is deeper than you might think. It's not just laziness, because yeah, it might be laziness, but there's something else with it. When you start procrastinating, not only the stuff that you find hard to do, but also the things that you actually enjoyed doing in the past, then there's something wrong with you. Okay, that might have sounded wrong. Okay, so according to recent studies, we procrastinate because of negative emotions, because we link negative emotions to that particular task. Like, I really love drawing, but for the past year or so, I've been procrastinating on drawing and getting better, because I started to compare myself to other artists, and I'm like, yeah, this chicken scratch ain't nothing. So just don't compare yourself. And maybe give yourself appropriate rewards. Make yourself feel good about doing something. And you might be asking me, well, how do I go about doing that? Maybe if every time you get an answer right, for example, suppose you're studying and you've procrastinated studying because you just feel horrible about it, because it makes you feel stupid. Well, maybe every time you get an answer right, instead of saying, oh, you just got one answer right, you pat yourself in the back and you're like, oh, yay. Good job, yay, woo, something like that. And if you get an answer right, instead of just feeling down about it and being like, I don't understand anything, I'll never get through this, oh well, instead of being like that, maybe you can just do something like, ah damn, you can yell like that, and you can be like, oh damn, I got it wrong, and then you can just move on to learning the correct answer and knowing what you did wrong, and then telling yourself in your mind to not do that again, because oh damn, you cannot do that again. I know that sounds really weird, but it's actually worked for me. And maybe you should fill your head with good thoughts. Not okay, with good thoughts. So, like, think positive. And I'm sure many people have told you this. Be positive. But really, you should be positive. Because you are what you think. Really, you are what you think.
And I know that
that sometimes everything feels really hopeless and everything is just a mess, but just know that you're alive, and as long as you're alive, there's hope. So even if you got no work done today, even if you just lazed around all day, then you should probably get to work right now. Because, yeah. And the thing about procrastination, it turns out, is that negative emotion breeds procrastination. So, for example, and you also lose trust in yourself because you're not keeping up with the promises that you made. You're saying tomorrow, 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 and you're not keeping up with the promises that you've made to yourself. Treat yourself how you would treat anyone else. Be kind to yourself, be polite to yourself, and kick yourself if you're being a dumbass. That's the right way to do stuff. For me, at least. So, yeah, it turns out when you procrastinate, you feel like shit. I'm sure there's no need for me to elaborate, but then you get this negative feeling, right? And then the next day, you're going to procrastinate again because of that negative feeling. So it's like a circle, really. It's in septum finis est. In the beginning is the end. So the only way to break this circle is like doing something outrageously productive. Where was I again? Okay, I was just saying, don't procrastinate. Like, just do it. You're strong. And I believe in you, and I believe in me. So, and always make yourself feel good. Feel good. Because you'll find that when you're in the right humor, everything becomes so much easier. I find that when I'm in the right humor, I'm more likely to get the answer right than when I'm in a bad mood. Like, life is already so hard, and being in a humorous mood, in a positive mood, can make it just a little bit easier. I mean, you can take anything negative and make something positive out of it. Like, I don't know, when someone insults you, take that as a compliment. Yeah, my friend does that to me all the time and I get so mad. make sure that you're happy, because above everything else, happiness is what counts. As long as you're happy, then it's fine. Just make yourself really happy and you'll do great in life. Like, when you're happy, you want to be productive. When you're happy, you want to do things with other people. And when you're not happy, you spend hours on the phone and the internet just distracting yourself, and it feels horrible, to tell you the truth. It really does. And if you're like spending the whole day on the internet, then just go out for a bit and look at the sky. You've never seen that before. And hold on, before you come at me with sticks and stones, to break my bones. You never really see the same pattern of cloud again. Or do you? We never know. How can we ever know? In fact, I think clouds are more like human beings. Yeah. They are. Sure. I mean, we all come from the same ancestor. And all of the clouds come from the same water. I mean, not the same, very same water droplets, but it's water. And we have blood inside of us. They have water. So, and they're always, they're so similar, yet they're so different. Like, all of them are clouds, but their patterns are so different. And they never appear again in the sky, in the same pattern. So, no matter how similar we are, we're all individuals. We're all so different from each other. We're all so unique, just like everyone else. So, don't just be yourself. And if you don't know who yourself is, then I don't know what you've been doing. Like, seriously, if you don't know who you are, it's time to ask some questions. Then just do the things that you like and you're being yourself. What? It's so simple? Yes, it is. Just find the things that you like. And if it turns out that you like hitting people or stuff like that, I recommend that you just take out all of your physical energy by exercising and not hitting people. Yeah, because don't hurt others. Oh, and if it turns out that you like being a troll, then find something else to do. Or maybe be a kind troll. A kind internet troll. Is that even possible? Anyway, like, different people like different stuff. And we need diversity. I might say we even need trolls. Because it just creates a diverse atmosphere. And that's what's so beautiful about this world. Everything is so similar yet so different. Like, we're all made out of cells. We're all made out of atoms. And yet everything is so different. It's like it's like the periodic table. Okay, this is for the geeky science portion here. Alright, that's so dorky. But the periodic table is literally like music. Alright, you might be wondering what I'm talking about, but just hear me out. So, I play the violin, so I'm going to take the violin as an example. For example, you're playing in one string, the E string. It's just an example. And like, you're playing on the same string, but you're going on different notes. So, the periodic table is just like that. It's all atoms, but it's being played on different notes. Like, atoms, but with different number of charges and stuff like that. Charges are also atoms. Heh. Did I choose the example correctly? I don't know. So the elements, they're all atoms, but they're on different notes. So they're the same, yet they're so different. Yeah, that's what makes a world beautiful. It's a strange world. Really. Alright, that is it for shower thoughts. Oh wait, I want to do my favorite thing. That wraps up. Oh, why do I mess this up? That wraps up shower thoughts.